This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
You know, we do a whole lot of economic data on this program, jobs and retail sales, bankruptcies, right? It makes sense. You want to be able to measure this stuff to know how things are going. But no small part of how an economy does is how it feels and how it makes us feel. That gets us to polling out from Gallup this morning, which shows, among other things, that 27% of people who have jobs are worried about losing them or having their hours cut back. Others worry about pay and having that cut back. So, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at the big picture.
If almost a third of people are worried about losing their job or having their hours cut, you have to figure the other two-thirds aren't. They're like Josh Stamps, an aerospace engineer in Lakewood, Colorado.
Even though my household is in really good position, I'm concerned about just about everybody I know outside of my house.
Then there's the 27% who are worried. They're worried about what happened to Brett Holverson in Davenport, Florida.
To this day, I'm still looking for a job, and that's not something I thought that I would ever, a situation I would ever be in.
He had steady work in the entertainment industry. Then he was furloughed, then laid off. Today, he had plenty of time to chat about his worries as he and his wife waited in the car line at a food bank.
This has been kind of our Tuesday ritual, if you will, for the past couple months now.
I've definitely had some of these same worries and uncertainties myself. And then thinking through, well, what happens if I do lose my job? Where do we go from there?
Jen Trivedi, who teaches anthropology and studies disasters at the University of Delaware, says her job is probably safe for now, but her worry reveals something about the way we process information.
We think about things like risk and uncertainty, and not only through what we experience directly ourselves, but what we see other people, especially other people who are like us, experiencing and going through.
And more people like us, all of us, are suffering in the pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.